And we are joined now by Dr. Audrey Nelson. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Michelle.
We're so glad you could be with us this morning. Now, you're the co-author of a book, Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen.
Hmm? That's right.
So you figured it out.
We have. We've been working on it for 35 years.
Okay, so wait, before you go, I'm going to try to pay attention here. Now, when you're explaining this, is there a way that you talk even via phone that would stimulate my mind to where I'm listening and paying attention?
Yeah, I mean, we're going into another part of communication. So the part that we get over the phone that's real critical and is actually superior to email is you are getting the nonverbal paralinguistics or vocal phenomena. I believe one thing, you only build relationship through face-to-face communication.
Yeah, I agree. You know, all the kids are texting and emailing and chatting and all that stuff today. And
does that drive
I hope
me crazy?
It doesn't affect them negatively.
Yeah, it does drive me crazy. I think it's where many people are living under a myth that they have a relationship through texting and a friend on Facebook who they have never met.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are gender differences in that as well.
Star 104.5, talking this morning to Dr. Audrey Nelson. Let me ask you, code switching, how does that help the working women, or does it?
Yes, it does. I mean, what code switching is, and it's borrowed the term from linguistics. And code switching, and this is all about being a good communicator.
Mm-hmm.
Any communicator adapts their message to the person they're speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
Even myself as a professional speaker, we call it audience adaptation. Mm-hmm. Who is my group? What do they do?
Right.
What gender are they? What race are they? So code switching requires plasticity, flexibility. It is a woman's ability, and we give them over 150 code switches. It gives them the ability to know how to adapt their message to be perceived as credible, to be persuasive, influential, and to lead with men. So it's a travel guide. It's here's what men like. Here's how they are receptive. Here's what they hear and don't hear. Here's what turns them off. And so I can adapt my message to fit the needs of him.
And one last question for you, Dr. Nelson. Why is this important? Is this a big issue with women in the workforce?
It is a big issue. The number one question I've been asked as a keynote speaker and trainer and author from women is, how can I get men to take me seriously?
Mm-hmm.
And there are many things women do where they sabotage themselves. That's part of it. And
okay.
We don't have time to get into that part.
Sure.
But this book is about her advancing. It's about good business. It's about the bottom line.
Okay. All right. Great. And you are going to be speaking later on today at the 9th Annual Women's Fund Fall Luncheon. That's from 11:30 to 1 at the Holiday Inn Central. So looks like you're going to have a good crowd and a lot of great things to be talking about.
I hope so, Michelle. It'll be great.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day and joining us this morning. And good luck to you later on today at the luncheon.
Thank you.